Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state is home to the oldest daily newspaper in the South. That's just in case you didn't know. And that newspaper recently received not only 84 awards from the South Carolina Press Association, but also first place honors in the prestigious National Headliner Awards from the Press Club of Atlantic City. Autumn Phillips is the executive editor at the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, the Post and Courier has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, a wholly owned company of Magnolia Media Incorporated, the producer of this program. Autumn, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of the Post and Courier.
The Post and Courier is the oldest newspaper in the South and one of the oldest newspapers in the United States. It was founded in the early 1800s. The local ownership that has it now has owned it since 1895. Over the last couple years, we have opened some new bureaus and expanded the ones we had. So we already had a newsroom in Columbia. We at the time had 5 people covering the State House. We acquired the Free Times and rebranded it. We co-branded it with the Post and Courier, and that became our distribution model for a weekly print newspaper in Columbia. And then we started really growing that newsroom. We added some more reporters. We added coverage of Lexington and Richland counties. And we have plans to continue to add reporters to grow that newsroom. 2 years ago, we hired a managing editor in Greenville, and we opened a Greenville newsroom. We now have 5 reporters in Greenville. We opened a newsroom in Spartanburg, 2 reporters. We have a newsroom in Georgetown/Myrtle Beach. This month, we opened a newsroom in Hilton Head.
Give us the highlights of some of these stories that have resulted in these awards. And I guess you could start with Uncovered.
You know, Uncovered, we had reached out to newspapers all across the state, small community newspapers, and asked them, do you have any stories you've always wanted to do, corruption, abuse of power, things that you know are out there and you just haven't had the time or resources to do it? And we offered to partner with those newspapers. Several newspapers came on board. They provided the local knowledge and we provided our time and resources. So far, we have published 50 stories focused on people who are using taxpayer money as their personal ATMs, people who are using their positions of power for their own personal gain. We've discovered that under rocks in all corners of the state, and we plan to continue doing that.
The South Carolina Press Association Awards, just share a couple of those stories with us.
Yeah, so we had a great year last year. Thanks to some funding, we sent a reporter and a photographer to Senegal to do a big project about Omar Ibn Said, who was captured in the early 1800s and brought to Charleston. We retraced his life, what we knew of it. We also got to send Tony Bartlemate and a photographer, Lauren Petraka, to Greenland to look at the effect of climate change, ice melt in Greenland, and how does that directly impact quality of life in Charleston?
Give us your opinion of what the state of the journalism industry is right now. Are you having any trouble finding employees? Are they still out there that want to come into this industry?
We, like every other employer in this country right now, are struggling to find employees. There's a lot of turnover and a lot of hiring challenges. You know, as the pandemic really made us all think and change the things we want out of life, that's stirring up the workplace. There is a lot of fear, rightly so, of going into this business as people choose not to pay for news, even as they consume it more and more and more. But the thing that's exciting about journalism is there is a kind of person who wants to make a difference in the world, who's driven by their curiosity, and those people are still coming into the business.
Well, Autumn, congratulations on these awards. And thank you for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Autumn Phillips is the executive editor at the Post and Courier in Charleston. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, the Post and Courier has a business relationship with voterheads.com, a wholly owned company of Magnolia Media Incorporated, the producer of this program. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.